The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, it has been estimated that more than 100 million euro worth of damage has been caused by fires in waste sorting centres and bin lorries over the past 3 years. An extraordinary amount of money. The Irish Waste Management Association says there are growing concerns that fires could start due to vapes being discarded with household rubbish. At the same time, the number of vape shops opening in Cork City has been raised at a council level. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, is in Cork City. He joins us on the line now. Josh, just how prevalent are vape shops in Cork?
Well, Shane, look, we know it's not just an issue here where we're hearing concerns over the proliferation of, I suppose, same shop usage. Almost every town, the length and breadth of the country, has seen one or more of these type of shops roll into town. Now, look, it has to be said, many are reputable businesses operating in a responsible way. But like everything, people are just concerned about those who might not be. And look, the sheer number of these shops popping up. So listeners will be aware, it's not just vapes that many of these shops sell. There could be a mix of, I suppose, tech gadgets. They do phone repairs and an American style candy. And look, we all have a phone in our pocket, so of course there is a need for repair shops. But the people of Cork are not happy with the cluster of these businesses appearing on the city streets. I've been walking around here this afternoon and I counted 13 of these shops on one street. Locals say the proliferation of these shops is not a good look.
Well, there's a lot of them around, all right, and the way people dispose of the vapes, the batteries, is causing fierce destruction. Really, it's worrying, you know, and all the young people are very attracted to all the colours, and how they sell them is unbelievable.
You're cleaning the streets of Cork, and how much of an issue are vapes when it comes to waste?
You'll find the old cardboard boxes and the old vapes, and they'll be thrown away at the disposal ones, you know what I mean?
And then when you're putting them into your bin here, you have to, I suppose, separate them when it gets back to the yard? Or?
Nah, you don't. Throw them to the skin floor, that's it.
And then there's the issue then of what that could potentially lead to a fire then?
Yeah, could, like, but I'm not going to be the outside. So you better could be full that, like that, like, you're not going to go look for them, like.
Have you noticed many of them popping up?
I do notice it. It's horrific. And it's not helpful for young people to find that it's approved by generally the public. That's what it seems like when you allow them to grow everywhere, and it's not good. I see that children in primary school are vaping.
So you think there should be a limit on how many can be in one area?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Is it good to see any business in there at all?
Not really, no. We need proper business, but like if we're going to be overtaken by vape shops, it's the race to the bottom, I think.
You'd like to see a mixture of shops rather than one type of shop?
Well, the city has gone bananas, really. It's like it's all the empty spaces and empty shops would have to be taken over by vape shops. I've just seen one there now. Vape phone, is it? Sure, all the young people are on them. Everyone's on them. Like.
Okay, people on the streets of Cork, they're sharing their views on the number of vape shops, phone shops in the city. And as I said already, it's been brought up at City Council recently, Josh.
It has, not because of the type of business. It's down to the aesthetics. A lot of these shops, look, we know have bright flashing lights, neon lights, plastic signage fronts, the facade. And since this is becoming more and more of a common sight on the likes of St. Patrick's Street, the main thoroughfare of Cork, residents have been contacting their local representatives to see can anything be done to reduce this growing trend. And I met with the former Lord Mayor of Cork, Independent Councillor Kieran McCarthy, who's also a historian, and he raised this issue at a council meeting last week. Councillor McCarthy would like some way of designating certain areas, in particular St. Patrick Street, as an area of architectural conservation to protect the aesthetics of the buildings.
We're blessed in Cork City, like we do have a strong kind of SME trade. My main concern is actually not with a small shop such as a vape shop, but in terms of the aesthetics of a vape shop. And so I've been contacted by a number of constituents asking about, look, there's neon light signs around these particular shops in key areas like Oliver Plunkett Street, St. Patrick Street, that are really core commercial areas for the city. And as well as that, on St. Patrick Street in one area, there's a cluster of five together. As I said, I've no major problem with, we say, the type of shop, but clustering, we say, the same shops of neon light signs in areas that do have really fantastic architectural heritage. So I raised the question at the council meeting last week in terms of, well, what is our policy on aesthetics of shop fronts within the city centre? And it does look like we've got soft power on what those shop fronts actually might look like. Now, we have no power. There's no national legislation empowering local authorities saying, look, a shop has to be the following. But my question and my concern isn't about vape shops per se. It's actually about how they actually look within the city centre, and the amount of emails I'm getting on that is quite concerning.
What effect does it have? And I suppose when it comes to supply and demand, like, is there footfall there? Is there demand for this level of shop?
Well, there clearly is. I mean, they're popping up right across the city centre. But my issue isn't kind of on the demand for them. There's clearly a demand, but my issue actually is just around the aesthetics. Yeah. They don't fit aesthetically into our two main shopping streets, such as Oliver Plunkett Street and St. Patrick Street. The City Council does need some sort of shopfront policy. I think for me, I want the Council to have a look at, well, can we make St. Patrick Street an architectural conservation area? I'm not trying to race a type of shop out of town. But what you don't want is a whole series of gaudy neon light shops.
Okay, independent Cork City Councillor Kieran McCarthy there. When it comes to the fire hazard concerns around vapes, what are those working in the waste industry saying, Josh?
Yeah, so the Irish Waste Management Association released figures showing over €100 million has been spent over the past 3 years on fires at facilities, in vehicles, and fire prevention. Now, not all of these fires are started due to vapes, but lithium-ion batteries is where it comes down to. So phones, laptops, the likes of power tools, and of course, vapes. These batteries can be deadly if they ignite, Shane. Figures show that in 2024, there were 31 million vapes placed on the market, but only 1 million were collected for recycling. The association says it accepts zero vapes and batteries in its bins, but it gets 30 million vapes per annum, and this is growing. So those working in the business of waste collection want to see a major shift in how these are disposed of. And one way they believe this could work is by some form of a deposit return scheme for when users of vapors return a used disposable vape to a shop. I spoke with Managing Director of Clean Ireland Recycling, Brian Lyons. This company specialises in domestic and commercial waste collection in the Midwest. Brian says recent fires are also increasing insurance costs.
We are seeing vapes that are being discarded into wheelie bins. So whether that's household wheelie bins or people are putting them into their bins at work. Also where we're seeing them is street bins. Now, the council typically collects all the street bins around the country, but all of that waste would eventually end up in our facilities. So that's where we are seeing them.
Without getting too technical, what is it that causes the batteries to ignite?
So the vape contains a lithium-ion battery, and it's the battery that makes it an incendiary device, I guess. If the vape is discarded and the battery still has some charge in it, when that device gets damaged, which would happen in our bin trucks because they use compaction, or if it got damaged in our facilities where we're using loading shovels, maybe shredders, conveyors, things like that, the battery will get damaged. And that's where the fire starts.
I know it's difficult to put exact calculations or figures, but how much time and money is this adding to the businesses?
So it's a very big problem. We have had, in our particular company, we've had many fires in our collection trucks. We've had a number of close calls and near misses. We haven't had a facility burned to the ground, thankfully. But unfortunately, a lot of other waste companies haven't been as lucky. So, you know, the message is, anything, whether it has a battery or a plug, please do not put it in any bin or any skip. It needs to be brought back to the electric and retailers.
What would you like to see being done, I suppose, from a government level, or what can be done to try and control these devices?
Well, what we would really like to see, I guess, is some sort of a deposit return scheme, whereby if you go to the vape shop to buy a new vape, if you're bringing back an old used one, you would get a reduction in the cost. It's causing a real problem to us, Josh.
Okay, real problem indeed. Brian Lyons from Clean Ireland Recycling. So, Josh, we've heard about the health concerns, issues around aesthetics and indeed, more importantly, fire hazards. What about the vape shop owners themselves, Josh? Were you able to speak to any of them?
I did. So I mentioned I counted 13 of these types of shops today on one street. Now, some were more focused on phones than vapes, but that type of shop. An anti-dereliction group locally here, Derelict Ireland, has counted 35 vape phone shops in a 1 kilometre radius of Cork city centre. And it has to be said, as I said at the top, this is not just a growing trend here in Cork. I've spoken with business owners in many towns on Moore Street who are frustrated by this too. And they'd like to see more restrictions and enforcement from local authorities when it comes to change of use planning. This is when one retail shop goes from selling one product to another. So if you're selling clothes today and you want to start selling vapes in the morning, you generally don't need to apply for a change of use. And this is what some business owners want examined. I popped into one of the many vape shops here in Cork on a side street just off St. Patrick Street. And I met with Isa, who runs Sky Smoke One. He opened 3 months ago, and I started off by asking him why he decided to open a vape shop in Cork.
I saw here there is like a lot of people vaping. That's why I opened the vape shop.
And you also sell sweets and candy and phone gadgets.
Yeah.
Why do you do these types of products as well?
Like, we have different customers. Some people like to come for phone things, or some people like to buy the American drink or sweet, or some people like to buy the vapes. Because there is a lot of opportunity for customers. What they like, they can get it.
And I see you have the neon lights in the window. Is that to draw attention?
Of course, yeah. It's have attention for customer.
Some people think there are too many vape shops in Cork City.
Yeah.
What would you say to that?
Yeah, there is too many, more than other city, because everywhere, like on one street, maybe there is 5, 4 or like that's a shop, yeah, vape shop.
But you got a good area here.
Yeah, yeah, I cover a good area because there is no near like vape shop, that's why I open here.
When it comes to disposing the used vape, what would be your advice to customers?
It should be put on back to the shop, or maybe put on the safe place, like not to put on the put pot or somewhere. Yeah. And they should put on the bin.
So you accept the used vape share yourself?
Of course, yeah.
And then you have to dispose of them?
We will return back to from where we get the vapes.
Okay,
yeah.
So the larger companies accept them back as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, one of the many vape shop owners in Cork, Josh Crosby, thank you indeed for that report.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.